Hey guys, this is Hot Takes with Ruki, season 1, episode 2, and I'm your host for today and every day, Rukeya. So, this is where we spill all the gist, all the gossip, and we air our opinions on everything serious and everything unserious in between. So today, episode 2, yeah? We're taking it serious a bit today. So today, it's all about abortion. What is your take on abortion? Do you think it's okay to have an abortion? Do you think abortion should be legalized? And do you think, generally, should the father of the baby have a say when it comes to abortion? So, abortion is the termination of pregnancy, yes? But then there are different levels to it. There are some situations whereby it is necessary for the abortion to happen. For example, if it's probably an ectopic pregnancy, or you have underlying health issues, or you probably can't cater, or you can't be responsible for the life you're about to bring into the world. There's so many reasons why abortion is okay, and there are so many reasons why abortion should be taken more seriously. So here's the thing. I asked a couple of people, and yeah, they all have different views about what they think about abortion and why it should be legalized, why it should not be legalized. So here's the thing, yeah. Some were saying it's okay to have an abortion. I mean, as a lady, it is your body. It is what you want to do with yourself. So it's okay. I mean, pro-choice, yeah? You can choose to, you can choose not to. Then for some people, based on their faith, yeah, they feel like it is never okay to have an abortion. So like, if you can't do it, if you can't give birth to the baby, or if you don't want to be responsible for another life, or if you don't want to take responsibility for having a child, then don't have sex. And even if you're going to have sex, yeah, take care of it. I mean, like, there are different levels of contraceptives right now, so if you can't eat it, yeah, don't smell it. While for some people, yeah, they feel like abortion should be legalized, but then for me, I don't think abortion should be legalized. Sorry, I mean, like, this is Nigeria, yes. Things are not even regulated as it is. I feel like we'll have like advantages to legalizing abortion in Nigeria, but then the disadvantages will definitely overshadow the advantages, because at the end of the day, teenagers will feel like it's okay for them to have sex and just like when they get pregnant, have it aborted or like whatever. I feel like the only way things can be controlled is when people are properly educated. I mean, sex education, the use of contraceptives, and the underlying effects, the long-term effects of actually having an abortion. Because there are risks to this thing. You can have an abortion today, or you can have an abortion a couple of times, and at the end of the day, when you feel like you're okay to give birth, and you just find out that there's probably something wrong with your womb, or complications during pregnancy, or something. But then, on the other hand, yes, if you're going to have an abortion, you should do it when it is still probably like a couple of weeks. So some people asked me that, oh, okay, like, what if the lady does not know and da 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 da. I mean, like, as a lady, as a girl, if you're going to have sex, you need to pay attention to how your body works. I mean, like, we've all had pregnancy scare once or twice. And it's okay for you not to know if you get pregnant or something. But when you know that this person ejaculated inside you, then you know that definitely there's every possibility that you would get pregnant. So it's okay for you to either take a post pill or be responsible for it, because at the end of the day, most most of these unwanted pregnancies stems from your irresponsibility or your nonchalance. You just feel like, oh, like whatever, you're not ovulating, or you're not like da 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 da, so you probably would not get pregnant. The only way for you to like not have an abortion is, one, probably when you use contraceptives, or when you pay more attention to yourself, when you know that you ejaculate in you or whatever, take a post pill, for crying out loud. It is not that expensive. I mean, like, if you're going to have sex, you should be responsible for whatever comes next. Then, third, yeah, if you're going to have sex and if you're going to get pregnant, I feel like you should have sex, or you should have sex with someone you see a future with. You should have sex with someone you feel like, if it happens, even if at the end of the day you probably want to have an abortion, or you both of you come to an agreement or something, he should be someone you know that you want to have a baby with. You can't just like have sex like randomly, unprotected sex like randomly, and then the baby comes and the next thing you're thinking is like abortion. I mean, like, you need to be more responsible. You need to have that sense of responsibility. Like, if you're having sex, then whatever comes next, you should be prepared for it. And I've heard like so many stuff like, yeah, it's your body, da 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 da. Yes, you can do whatever it is you want with your body, but I feel like the guy has a right to know if he wants you to probably keep the pregnancy or whatever. And if he wants you to keep the pregnancy, he should have a valid reason for that. And if you feel like, you know what, I do not want to keep this pregnancy, I want to have an abortion, yeah, you should also have a valid reason for that. Because at the end of the day, you can't just be like, oh, I want to have an abortion because, yeah, I just don't want the baby. I mean, like, it means that you are going to do it again, definitely. And before you think of abortion, or you just take a deep breath. I mean, like, it's pregnancy, you will not die. And at the end of the day, you might even end up giving birth to a cute little nice pumpkin and a creature you are going to love and whatnot. But then, if you're going to have an abortion, a couple of weeks, that's fine. But then when it's getting to like 3, 4, 5 months, really, and you feel like, oh, you didn't know you were pregnant and you still want to have an abortion, that is murder. I mean, there's no explanation for that. That is murder. So for me, yeah, it's okay to have an abortion. It's fine if that is what you want to do, yeah. But then at the end of the day, don't be nonchalant about it. And if you are going to do it, then see a professional, see someone that you know is capable, not some whack doctor. Because I've noticed that in situations like this, yeah, you might be nervous, like you don't want people to know that you're probably pregnant, so you just want to like do it low-key and get it over with. When you do it low-key and get it over with, and then you have like health complications in the future, we used to want to like keep your health complications low-key then. No. What is worth doing is what's doing right. So if you're going to have sex and you don't want the baby, contraceptive, either your guy pulls out or whatever, or you guys decide to probably use the condom, or you want to be taking shots monthly to prevent you from getting pregnant, or you want to use the post pill or whatever, just do something. And if at the end of the day you still get pregnant, yeah, and you still want to have an abortion, I mean, like, visit a proper hospital, see a proper doctor, someone that knows the rope. Don't just go to a normal clinic or pharmacy or something and just say, oh, you want to get rid of it, and like, that's it. Nah, I feel like That's so freaking wrong. And I mentioned that in Nigeria, yes, I don't think abortion should be legalized to begin with. I mean, like, people are having abortion left, right, center already, even when it has not been legalized. So imagine if abortion is now legalized. It's going to be crazy, because abortion should only be legalized if it can be controlled. Because if abortion is legalized and, oh, you've had like 5 abortions and you're still like great and stuff, I feel like if there's going to be like strict measures put in place to actually control the level at which people have abortion, then yeah, it's fine, it can be legalized. But then I don't think it's achievable, but then it is what it is. So that's my take. But then what's yours? So that's it for today. That is for episode 2. What do you think about abortion? You can still reach out to me. You can share your views. I mean, like, these are just my opinion. This is what I feel as a person. This is from my own perspective. I might be right, I might be wrong, but this is just what I feel. Abortion can be right, abortion can be wrong. So I feel like, just feel free to reach out to me to share your own opinion. What do you think? Should it be legalized? Do you think it's okay for you to have an abortion? Yeah. Thank you for listening, guys. I really, really appreciate it. So now, next, guess what? 3 minutes of either hot girl. Hey, 3 minutes of hot gossip and trending topics. But today I think it's just trending topics. So guys, let's see. So recently I've been seeing lots of comments about the Chidinma and Osifo thingy that happened. Chidinma allegedly stabbed, killed Osifo, or sorry, I don't know how to pronounce Osifo or Yusifo, like whatever. And she's 21, he's 50. They had a thing, or according to the story that has been going on, and she stole from him. So the comment I've been seeing, and everyone has been dishing out like takes. Everyone has been saying Osifo, I mean, like, he got what he deserved. He was a sugar daddy. He was cheating and da 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 da. I mean, like, we get it, to be honest. Like, it's understandable where you're coming from. But this person is not even alive to defend himself. This person is not even alive to give us his own side of the story. So there have been a different case. If probably he was stabbed and he probably survived it, or like whatever. But this person is dead. There's no way he'll be able to like defend himself. And no one is talking about the girl. I mean, like, she's 21, we get it. But then she killed this person, and she was strong enough, or should I say she was okay enough, to actually steal from him at the end of the day. And when you watch the interview, yeah, when she was being questioned, there was no sign of remorse. She was acting like she was shy, like she was camera shy or something. Like, cold-blooded mother, for crying out loud. I get she's 21 or like whatever. And there's this stupid conspiracy theory, like, I'm not certain, yeah, that has been going around saying that it was the wife that sent her and da 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 da. I mean, like, this woman might or will or should be going through like unimaginable pain right now. First, the fact that she had just lost her husband. I don't know if they have kids, or probably a father to her kids. And on top of that, she's still getting mixed up in the whole, like, she knew about it and da 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 da. Like, it's on the media, like, everyone has something to say about it. I just feel like we should just pipe down and let justice prevail. That is if it's going to prevail. But then, like, Chidinma, cold-blooded, she's a psychopath. Like, you can't tell me nothing. I mean, she stole from the man after he died. Really, who does that? He is dead. I mean, he was dead. Like, nah, just, nah.
So, and that's it for Hot Topics. Maybe next time I have some gossip for you guys. But then, till next time, I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Hot Takes with Rookie Season 1, Episode 3 will be out next month. Have a great day ahead.